I'm at Group Health Research Institute with Mike Jackson, who studies vaccines and how they work. So how did you figure out that this year's flu vaccine is 62% effective?
Well, we do a study where we put staff in group health clinics, and they enroll people that come to see the doctor with an acute respiratory illness, so that's cough or fever, symptoms like that. And then they test all these people for influenza, and they also can look back into their medical records and see who has received this year's influenza vaccine and who hasn't. And we can use that to estimate how well the vaccine works.
So 62%, that's almost two-thirds. Does that mean that one-third of the people who were sick with the flu actually had the vaccine?
What 62% means is that if you were exposed to the flu and you had the flu vaccine, you're about 60% less likely to get sick enough to go to the doctor if you had the vaccine than if you didn't.
Is that good or bad, 62%?
Well, it's not great. The childhood vaccines that we're most familiar with, things like measles and mumps and tetanus and so forth, those are all well over 90% effective, which is great. So by that standard, 60% has a long way to go. But influenza vaccine is still the best tool that we have for reducing the risk of influenza in the population.
It's as good as it gets.
60% is about as good as we can expect for a flu vaccine.
So some people might wonder if 60% is good enough to make it worth bothering to go get a shot.
Getting the flu can mean not just you're feeling achy and bad and miss work for a few days, but can actually mean winding up in the hospital. So 60% effective, not perfect, but if you got a 60% chance of staying out of the hospital, that's something that's worth taking.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mike Jackson studies vaccines and infectious diseases at Group Health Research Institute. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.